It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's largest public hospital is seeing a spike in potential cases of COVID-19, and that's depleting supplies, including protective gear. Delays on test results are causing headaches. Dr. Connie Price is chief medical officer at Denver Health. She says they have to put patients in isolation for days awaiting test results, and that's burning through protective gear.
Once you deplete that supply, your healthcare workers won't be protected.
Price says Denver Health's intensive care unit is full of patients waiting for test results. Getting results back quicker could help a lot. Colorado's coronavirus outbreak is hitting workers hard and straining the state's unemployment system. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
More than 10,000 people have filed for unemployment this week in Colorado. It's the most intense surge to hit the state's labor market in recent history, driven largely by the mandatory closures of ski resorts and restaurants, along with the collapse of air travel. Here's Joe Barella, executive director of the State Labor Department.
Never before in Colorado have we had such a high volume of impacted workers due to the necessary decisions that the governor made.
The volume of daily claims is more than 10 times higher than last week. The unemployment website is straining under the load, but state officials say they're working to keep the site running smoothly. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder has called off its in-person commencement ceremony because of COVID-19. Chancellor Philip DeStefano also canceled all college, school, and department-based ceremonies. School officials are considering virtual options to celebrate CU Boulder's graduates. State health officials are investigating what happened when an air blower at a refinery in Commerce City failed Tuesday, releasing a visible plume of material and shutting down a major street. Employees at the Suncor plant notified state officials after the blower stopped working. Brighton Boulevard was closed as a precaution. Health officials say measurements for toxic materials at the site show no elevated levels, and they're monitoring the situation.